But first,
just over a decade has passed since the Melbourne Declaration on Education was conceived, and much has changed in the education landscape since. In light of this, the Minister for Education, Dan Tehan, is pushing ahead with a review of the Melbourne Declaration, with submissions closing on Friday. However, while many are in support of amendments to the Declaration, some still refuse to accept it. Sonia Lal has this report.
In 2008, the Melbourne Declaration on Educational Goals for Young Australians was conceived with two overarching purposes. One, for Australian schooling to promote equity and excellence, and two, for all young Australians to become successful learners, confident and creative individuals, and active and informed citizens. Over a decade has gone by, the world has changed, and with it, so has the education landscape in Australia. Thus, the Minister for Education, Dan Tehan, is campaigning for a review of the Melbourne Declaration.
We have an opportunity a decade on to refresh the Melbourne Declaration and make sure it's fit for purpose for the next decade.
Executive Director of the Public Education Foundation, David Hetherington, notes a significant change that has occurred over the last 10 years has been the increase in reliance on standardised testing and choice.
A little earlier, the trend has been in the wrong direction. Things like NAPLAN have become overly important in perceptions of what makes a good school and a good education. The notion that education is something of a commodity and we're simply offering a range of different products of different qualities on the supermarket shelf, and by looking on a website you can work out which are the better ones and kind of go shopping for the right education as a parent. I think that line of thinking has become very prevalent, and we've got to move away from that and think about how we're making all of our schools great schools rather than setting them up as a kind of a very narrow competition against one another.
Mr. Hetherington purports that funding plays an important role.
I think clearly governments are under pressure in terms of public finances, and the fight for needs-based funding has been a victim of that. I think we still haven't got all the way there to where 100% of schools will be funded to 100% of the school resource standard, which is where we need to get to. So governments are the most powerful actor in this system. Teachers and principals and students are working as hard as they ever have.
Professor Deborah Bateman, Program Manager and Coordinator of Youth Work and New Studies at RMIT University, however, says that money and resources are not the only factors needed for building a successful education.
The way that we assess what education is and needs to look like in this country has predominantly been minimised into almost a comparison of funding models. So if we think about the Gonski report that arose, you know, I guess in some parts in response to the declaration, it all came down to who was getting what funding, and that funding effectively was the key lever for what a successful education was dependent upon. I really strongly refute that. I think that we do need to be equitable in the way that we arrange our funding to educational, you know, to our schools and that, but that it is not only about money and resources that make a vibrant and equitable education.
Earlier in the year, Victorian Education Minister James Molino refused to sign Mr. Tehan's proposals regarding the Melbourne Declaration, labelling it as fundamentally unfair. However, Mr. Tehan hopes that now that the election is over, everyone, including Minister Molino, will work together.
James Molino, I hope, will participate in our updating of the Melbourne Declaration. He tried to play politics in the lead up to the election. Now that the election's over, my hope is, like every other state and territory minister, he will now positively contribute to the updating of our education goals. Obviously, submissions close on Friday, the 14th of June. To this date, we've had over 35 submissions from education stakeholders, including teachers, parents, academic schools, universities and professional associations. And I look forward to sitting down with my state and territory counterparts in the coming months to discuss how we will update and improve the Melbourne Declaration.
Minister for Education Dan Tehan, ending that report by Sonia Lull and Lachlan McPherson.